it. He trapped it. He's on the grass, and so Perkins takes off for second base, and the throw is not in time. A hustle double for Blake Perkins. Jordan Walker went into a backhanded diving attempt, and the ball short hopped into his glove, hit off the grass, and he was laying prone on the grass long enough that Blake Perkins said, "I'm not stopping." Great base running by Blake. It was certainly not a catch. You could see it bounce off the grass into his glove.
It's outstanding base running by Perkins. I'm not sure what Walker was doing, not getting up and trying to get that ball in.
Now Jackson Churio fouls it back into the backstop.
I mean, you're not trying to sell a catch there. But Blake saw it right away. That was outstanding base running. That's a big 90 feet.
And that's his second double of the night. $75 to the MAC Fund from West Bend, the silver lining. 0-1 to Churio. Strike two called. A slider just on the outside corner. What a great start to the year it's been for Blake Perkins. We're running out of superlatives. Offense and defense. Churio is 0 for 2. 0-2 pitch. Fouled out of play on the right field side. 10 seconds for station ID right now here on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brewers lead 1-0 in the seventh. Still nothing in two on young Jackson Churio against the veteran Giovanni Gallegos. Perkins at second and one out. The pitch just missed outside. Good take. That was an enticing fastball. 1-2. 40,147, the paid crowd here at Busch. It's only about 5,000 shy of capacity. You play under the lights. Temperatures have gone into the low 50s. One out. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a slider. He struck him out. Churio fans, and that's the second out of the inning. They've each been punch-outs for Gallegos. It brings up Sal Frelich. And it brings out manager Ollie Marmol for the Cardinals. Got a left-hander back up in the bullpen, and with the left-handed hitter due, it appears this will be the end of the line for Gallegos. He did face the requisite three batters, and Marmol takes the baseball. Matthew Liberatore is coming in. Pitching change is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brewers. They remind you when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. A 1-0 game. The birthday boy, Frelich, coming up in a big spot when you come back in the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
What are you making for dinner, Uke?
Just putting the finishing touches on my lean, juicy beef en bun.
What's in it?
Usingers, of course. It's a Mr. Baseball all beef frank and a freshly baked roll.
Looks a lot like a hot dog, Bob.
Ah, contraire, my sausage-loving friend. Not all dogs are made the same. They might look like a fastball, but when it gets to the plate, you'll find out it's Uncle Charlie.
Falls right off the table. Looks can be deceiving.
You got that right. Hey, if looking the part was all it took, I'd have been an all-star a long time ago.
Well, we're going to have a pinch hitter here. Joey Weimer is going to bat for Sal Frelich with a runner at second base. Two out, top of the seventh. Brewers holding a 1-0 lead, and Weimer coming up. against the left-hander Matthew Liberatore. Blake Perkins leading from second. Gallegos records two outs. Each of them were K's. And here comes Joey Weimer. Since coming back up from the minor leagues, he's gone 1-for-4. Batting 250 is Joey, a right-handed hitter. Liberatore pitches. And it's in there for a strike, nothing and one. Eighth game all out of the bullpen. Liberatore, no wins or losses. He's got a 2.89 earned run average on the young season. This bullpen role seems to suit him better. 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air, foul, and on the first base side, drifting up and into the seats. It's quickly nothing and two. Frelick had reached twice against the starter Gibson. Each of them walks, but he is out of the game after six innings. Liberatore has had some really good outings against the Brewers earlier in his career. The 0-2 pitch, Joey took in the dirt, blocked by Wilson Contreras, ball one. Against Milwaukee, this is the fifth appearance. He's 2-0. He hasn't given up a run in 12 and a third innings to the Brewers in his career, Matthew Liberatore. Looks back at second, the 1-2 pitch. Inside corner, strike three called with a fastball. Weimer couldn't get the bat off his shoulders. The pinch hitter is retired. Three strikeouts in the inning for Cardinals pitching. So the Brewers turning to Elvis Peguero as we go to the bottom of the seventh with a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center of field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Elvis Peguero, the new pitcher for the Crew, bottom of the seventh inning. Another 1-0 ball game. Can the Brewers do it again? But Freddy Peralta did his part. 100 pitches on the nose through six shutout innings. He only permitted six runners, four hits, two walks, and struck out seven. He has fanned at least seven batters in all four of his starts this year. And Freddie leaves in line for the win. Here comes Peguero pitching for a third straight game and an eighth on the year. Number seven hitter Mason Wynn is going to greet him. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider, nothing in one. Peguero over his first seven outings, 3-0 with a 3.86. Been very good. Mason Wynn 1-for-2. The 0-1. Hit on a line towards short and caught by Willie Adames, shin high, reaching downward. He was pulled over into the hole, and that's exactly where Mason Wynn hit it. One out for Peguero. Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports. Time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com. One out, Jordan Walker up there now. First pitch, comes in low, ball one. Joey Weimer, after pinch hitting for Sal Frelick in the top of the inning, is the new left fielder for the Crew. Walker 0 for 2 against Freddie. The 1-0 pitch. That's a strike right through there. 1-1 the count. As mentioned, Elvis pitched in the final two games of the Padres series. And now the series opener here at Busch. Misses low. A slider. Oh, that was the sinker. It's 2-1 on Jordan Walker. Sinkers and sliders. That's what you'll see from Elvis. 1-0 Brewers, one out. Bottom of the seventh. The right-hander ready, the 2-1. That's down the middle with a sinker for a strike. 95 miles an hour, 2-2. Elvis got the seventh inning in the 1-0 win on Wednesday. He's got the sign from Contreras. The 2-2 pitch, chopped foul by Jordan Walker back to the backstop. Looks like Matthew Liberatore will go back to work for the Cardinals in the eighth. There's no action in Oliver Marmol's bullpen at the moment. One down, bottom seven. Another 2-2 pitch. Low, 3-2. That was the slider that missed. Victor Scott, the speedster, is on deck. His spot is due up anyway. Time called. Pitch clock was getting low, but Jordan Walker used his timeout before the payoff pitch. Here it comes, 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A bowling ball sinker from Elvis Peguero. 96 miles an hour. There's so much drop. You almost wonder how you can make a fastball move downward as much as Elvis does. If you're looking for a definition of a filthy sinker, that was it. Two out, Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster today. Meet with a specialist. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Victor Scott will bat. And he grounds first pitch towards second. Moving left, Terang. He's got it. Wheels and throws, and he got him. Bryce Terang from the outfield grass makes that throw. Had a long way to range. Victor Scott is as fast as they come, and he got him easily. Terang putting on a clinic again at second, and Peguero's got a 1-2-3 seventh. On to the eighth. It's 1-0 Milwaukee. Lane takes you home after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more.
One nothing Crew into the eighth, and here is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Liberatore's first pitch to William Contreras is through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Liberatore came on, got the final out in the top of the seventh inning, and now stays in the game on the mound in the eighth. Up and away with a fastball at 94. It's one ball and one strike on Contreras, who has driven in the only run of this game, an RBI double back in the third. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-2. That was the big curve ball from Liberatore, who's made a couple of starts against the Brewers in his career, and he has been good against the Crew. 1-2 is a one hopper, diving stop by the shortstop, Wynn to his feet. He throws out Contreras. That was a rocket off the bat of Contreras. Hit at 106 miles an hour. And Mason Wynn, Cardinals folks really like him. He is a young shortstop with good range and a big arm, and he just flashed it all right there for the first out here in the eighth. One away for Willy Adames. And the first pitch to Adames is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Trevor McGill is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And Willie swings on it, fouls it back and out of play. And it's nothing in two. Adames with a hit tonight. He's 1-for-3. Liberatore from the windup, the 0-2 pitch. Missed outside, one ball and two strikes. Ryan Fernandez getting loose in the Cardinals' pen. That pitch missed outside. It's two balls and two strikes on Willie. It is Shandy season, baseball fans. Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy, a refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Line and Kugel's, flavor of the moment. 2-2 to Adames, and he fouled it back and out of play and stays alive. One out, nobody on. Top of the eighth inning. Brewers would love some network health insurance runs. Two-two pitch. That missed outside, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. So Adames has worked the count full here, trying to get himself aboard here in the eighth. 3-2 pitch, and he got him looking. Slider at the knees. Very good pitch. Executed by Liberatore. Second strikeout for Liberatore out of the pen. And there's two down now for Oliver Dunn. Yeah, different kind of health insurance plan. Network Health puts its members first. See the difference at networkhealth.com. So now Joey Ortiz is going to pinch hit for Oliver Dunn. Makes some sense. You get the righty up there against the lefty Liberatore, and more than likely Ortiz would have come in the game defensively in the bottom of the eighth anyway. Breaking ball, missed up and away. And it's 1-0. So Pat Murphy going to the bench again here tonight, with two outs and nobody on in the top of the eighth, and a 1-0 Brewers lead. 1-0 pitch inside, two balls and no strikes. Tonight's eighth inning brought to you by Wisconsin Laborers District Council and the over 900 signatory contractor partners who are building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. 2-0 pitch. Ortiz took high and away. It's 3-0. That's LIUNA, and feel the power. 3-0 on Ortiz. Liberatore brings home the pitch, and he caught the outside corner with a strike. It's 3-1. Ortiz was taking all the way. Brewers trying to take this series opener here tonight from the Cardinals. 3-1 pitch. Hit foul down the right field line and out of play. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Been a great start to the year for Joey Ortiz, hitting 324. Liberatore looks in through his glove. The 3-2 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. Got a sinker in on the hands, and Ortiz just fought it off. Wave breaking out here at Busch Stadium. Liberatore's 3-2. And he missed up and in with a slider. And Ortiz will work the two-out walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And that'll get Hoskins to the plate. And he will not face Liberatore. It's going to be Ryan Hernandez, the right-hander, to come in and face Hoskins. That is a great job to get yourself aboard and extend this inning if you're Ortiz and get a power hitter like Hoskins to the plate who could give you some insurance with one big swing. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 1-0 Brewers, top of the eighth inning. A man on and two outs on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in One offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Well, 1-0 Brewers lead here in the eighth inning. Ryan Hernandez takes over on the mound. And he will face Rhys Hoskins with a runner at first and two outs. And the first pitch to Hoskins is a slider for a strike. And it's 0-1. Rhys is 0-2 tonight. Ortiz with good speed is at first base. Hernandez taking over for Liberatore on the mound. And he brings home the 0-1 pitch, and Hoskins bounces one foul up the third baseline. It's quickly nothing and two. Brewers won on Wednesday 1-0 over the Padres. They're winning 1-0 here tonight against the Cardinals, but six more defensive outs to get for the crew. Ortiz, pretty healthy lead over at first, being held on by Goldschmidt. Hernandez looks over his shoulder and now spins and throws that way, and back in time is Ortiz. McGill has been warming in the Brewers' bullpen. He's looking on out there. He's ready to go. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider. Hoskins strikes out. And the inning is over. Brewers got a two-out base runner when Ortiz worked the walk, but he stranded it first. We go to the bottom of eight. 1-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Jay.
It's a 1-0 Milwaukee lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Trevor McGill takes over on the mound for the Crew, making his third appearance of the year. It's his first appearance since March 30th in New York. Remember, he had a bit of a fainting episode, ended up with a concussion in kind of a freak situation when the Brewers came home for their home opener and had to go on the 7-day concussion IL. Brendan Donovan will lead off against him. The first pitch is up and in at 99 miles an hour, and it's 1-0. So a couple of outings in AAA Nashville for McGill, and now back with the big league club, and welcome back. Eighth inning in a 1-0 game on the road in St. Louis, and he misses outside of the fastball at 98, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Asks for a new baseball. Donovan is 0-for-3 tonight. Left-handed hitter and the leadoff man for St. Louis. 2-0 pitch swung on and fouled straight back into the net. It's 2-1. Donovan, Goldschmidt, Neubauer scheduled to hit against McGill here in the eighth. Trevor, a big part of the Brewers' plans at the beginning of the year for these late inning outs that are so important and so difficult. 2-1. This is hit in the air left center field. On the run is Perkins in cruise control. Reaches out, makes the catch on his feet for the first out. And that has to feel good for Trevor McGill. Get yourself back into the flow of things. Get that first out. And get that leadoff man out. It's another one of those plays that Blake Perkins makes on his feet that many other center fielders don't make. At least not on their feet. Here's Goldschmidt. First pitch swinging. Popped it up. Into shallow right. Terang drifting back onto the grass. And the second baseman reaches up. Pulls it out of the sky. And two quick outs for Trevor McGill here in the bottom of the eighth. And here's Lars Neubauer. While making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years, Pine River, a fixture at summertime get-togethers. You can look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedar Crest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. First pitch to Neubauer. Misses low with that fastball, and it's 1-0. The bottom of that strike zone is not open for Phil Cuzzi tonight. He is not giving pitches right around the knees. 1-0 pitch, and McGill missed outside with that fastball. It's 2-0. McGill would just as soon take care of Neubauer and not have to worry about Arenado. Let him bat in the ninth inning with nobody on. And he missed low. Straight fastballs right now from McGill. And the count climbs to 3 balls and no strikes on Neubauer, who's 1-for-3 tonight, had a base hit. Back in the sixth inning against Peralta. 3-0 pitch. That's a strike all the way. Fastball right down the middle at 99. Neubauer was taking the entire time. Trevor looking in. 3-1 pitch. And he missed low. So he walks Neubauer. And now a dangerous situation. Runner at first, two outs. Arenado at the plate. He had the infield single back in the sixth. He has swung the bat okay to start the year, but the power numbers haven't been there. You know that'll change eventually. He's hitting an even 300. But he is always a big-time threat when he's in the batter's box. McGill, first pitch. Popped him up. Right side of the infield. Hoskins settling underneath of it. Backpedals a couple of steps. Squeezes it. And Trevor McGill, welcome back. A zero here in the bottom of the eighth. And we go to the ninth. A 1-0 Milwaukee lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, the Brewers still clinging to a 1-0 lead as we head to the ninth inning. And Ryan Fernandez stays out on the mound for St. Louis. For the Brewers, it'll be Terang, Sanchez, Perkins scheduled to hit. Brewers winning 1-0 on Wednesday. They're hoping they don't win 1-0 today. They're hoping they can add some runs here in the top of the ninth and give themselves some margin for error. Offense carried this team through the first couple of weeks of the season, and now pitching and defense taking over a little bit here for a stretch. That's what good baseball teams do. They find different ways to win games, and the Brewers hoping they can get three more defensive outs here and put this one in the W column. First pitch to Bryce Terang is a little bit low with a slider. It's 1-0. You can gear up for a star powered series. Brewers and Yankees, American Family Field, April 26th through the 28th. Terang takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. Plus, you can collect the City Connect tumbler at the game on the 27th. You can get your seats at brewers.com/tickets. 1-1 is low and away with a cut fastball. It's 2-1. It is quiet in that Brewers bullpen. That is noteworthy. 2-1. Terang takes up and away, three balls and one strike. It would be exactly what the doctor ordered if the Brewers could get Terang on to lead off this inning with that speed. 3-1 pitch, and he took a strike on the outside edge. Count is full, it's 3-2. The pitch. Hit in the air down the left field line. It is twisting foul, and it will get out of play. And Terang will live to see another one. All quiet in the Brewers bullpen. That means Trevor McGill pitching in a big league game for the first time since March 30th. 3-2 pitch is rolled foul up the first baseline. We do it again at 3-2. Is going to get the ninth inning as well. Brewers are going to ask for a six-out save, essentially, from McGill. At least that's what it appears like. Three balls and two strikes on Terang. The pitch. Now time called right before the pitch. And I think we have a pitch clock violation going against Ryan Fernandez here. And Wilson Contreras is arguing it. Ollie Marmol's out there to get in between Wilson Contreras and Dan Bellino. But a pitch clock violation has been issued on Ryan Fernandez. And so that's ball four, and Terang is standing at first base.
Yeah, and I think what's upsetting the Cardinals, that wasn't called by the home plate umpire. That was called by the third base umpire. Dan Bellino is the one who stopped it and pointed to the clock. I don't know if I've ever seen that. That, I mean, technically any of the umpires could call it.
Just saw a replay of it. Looked like he had started his windup before it went to zero. And yes, yeah, the home plate umpire wears a device that buzzes him. And so it's, I've never seen anybody but the home plate umpire make that call. I thought for a second maybe he disengaged, and that's why Bellino came in, and that's essentially a ball four as well in that situation. So here's Gary Sanchez in there with a strike. It's 0-1. Regardless, Terang works a leadoff walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 0-1 on Sanchez. Toss to first, and Terang is back in time.
I guess what could have happened, Lane, is that he was trying to disengage. And maybe Phil Cuzzi behind the plate was going to give him the disengagement, and the third base umpire said, no, no, we're not going to let that.
0-1 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. It's 0-2. But looking at the replay, that's not what it looked like. It looked like he just went into his windup, and it actually looked like there was maybe one, almost 2 seconds on the pitch clock when he went into it. It would have been under 2 seconds, but Brewers will take it regardless. 0-2 pitch is up and away. It's one ball and two strikes. Be interesting to get the full explanation of that situation in the post-game aftermath of this one. 1-0 Brewers. 1-2. Ground ball on the left side. Glove by the third baseman Arenado to second for one. To first in time. They turn the double play. 5-4-3. And the leadoff walk is erased. And that conversation a little less relevant now. Two outs and nobody on. And Blake Perkins coming to the plate. So the Brewers roll into their second double play of this game. And now Perkins to the plate. Two doubles for him tonight. He is 2-for-3 and takes a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Fernandez brings home the 0-1. That slider misses down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. First of a three-game series here tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. 1-1. That missed down and in. It's 2-1. And then 4 in Pittsburgh for the crew before coming home for a nice week-long homestand. 2-1 pitch. Perkins a swing and a miss at the cut fastball that was down below the zone. And it's 2-2. Jackson Churio in the on-deck circle should Perkins reach here. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a cutter. Brewers got a leadoff walk, but the double play and the strikeout in the inning. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Brewers clinging to a 1-0 lead. The conclusion when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
One to nothing Brewers. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Trevor McGill trying to complete a Fleet Farm saves opportunity. Find savings on everything you need in one stop. Brewers asking for six outs out of Trevor McGill. He's never had a save in his career in 101 career appearances. And he'll face Wilson Contreras, Nolan Gorman, and Mason Winn here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch to Contreras, a swing and a miss at the curveball, and it's 0-1. Wilson was geared up for the fastball, took a massive hack, and came up empty. A one pitch down in the dirt. And it's a ball and a strike. Doubled down with the curveball. And Contreras didn't chase that one. William calling the game behind the plate. Trying to dissect the best way to get his brother out. A 1-1. Popped up. Foul territory. First base side. Hoskins giving it a look. It'll reach the seats. And it's 1-2. So McGill jumps out in front. Trying to get that big first out here in this bottom of the ninth. Good news is you're through Goldschmidt and Arenado. Bad news is there's still some really good hitters in this Cardinals lineup that can hurt you. And time called before McGill could bring the pitch home as Wilson Contreras backs out of the box. McGill threw the pitch home anyway. And Contreras gets back in there. McGill, big tall righty at 6'8", brings home the 1-2 pitch, fouled back and out of play. And we do it again at 1-2. He had a very efficient bottom of the eighth inning, probably part of the reason why he stayed in this game. Brewers are glad to have him back. 1-2 pitch. Popped him up. Foul territory. Hoskins giving it a look. It'll fall into the Cardinals dugout. And the battle continues between McGill and Contreras. William walks out in front of home plate with a new baseball for McGill. This is a tough out in this lineup. Wilson Contreras, the former Cub. Many battles against these Brewers over the years. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball foul at the third baseline. That one goes into the Brewers dugout. And this hit bat continues. One, two pitch. Missed up and away. It's two balls and two strikes. Eight pitch battles so far between McGill and Contreras to start up the bottom of the ninth inning. Nothing easy about this one tonight. A 1-0 Brewers lead. McGill looking in. 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air. Right center field. Long run for Churio. He's over there and in position to make the catch for the first out. A lot of real estate to cover in this big outfield here in St. Louis. But Jackson got a great read off the bat and made that catch routinely in right center for the first out of the inning, and that'll get Nolan Gorman to the plate. And William Contreras is going to come out and visit with McGill here. Trips to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook. It's coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee at the grand opening in May. You're going to want to be there. State-of-the-art sports betting venue, Potawatomi Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Well, what are the Brewers trying to accomplish here? Back-to-back 1-0 wins in consecutive games, of course, at the risk of redundancy. For the first time since last year, Brewers did it last year. They bookended the All-Star break with 1-0 wins over the Cincinnati Reds. That was July 9th and July 14th of last season. First pitch to Gorman in there for a strike. It's 0-1. No other franchise has done that since the Mets did it back in 2018. That's how rare that is. A one swung on and fouled back into the net, and it's 0-2. And the Brewers have a chance to do it in consecutive seasons. But still two more outs to get for Trevor McGill here. One down, nobody on. In another pitcher's duel, the Brewers have found themselves in here tonight in St. Louis. McGill looking in. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 100. And he blew it right past Nolan Gorman for his first strikeout of this outing. There's two down. Cardinals down to their last out. An ortho ASAP strikeout. And boy, was that some nasty stuff from Trevor McGill. 100 up in the zone. And now here's Mason Wynn. McGill brings home the pitch, and he missed inside. It's 1-0. Looking for win number 12 on the young season for the Crew. McGill brings home the 1-0 pitch. That missed low. It's 2-0. Jordan Walker is scheduled to hit next, but a pinch hitter has emerged in that on deck circle. It's Burleson. Very good left-handed hitter on that Cardinals bench. 2-0 pitch. Wynn takes a strike. It's 2-1. What a game it's been in this series opener here tonight. It'll be a quick turnaround to tomorrow. A lot easier to do with a 1-0 win in your back pocket if you're the Crew. 2-1 pitch. Missed high. It's 3-1. Fastball at 98. William Contreras spikes that baseball out of play. And a new one thrown out to McGill. 3-1 pitch. Strike at the very top of the zone. Took a little something off that fastball at 97. And the count is full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on. Bottom of the ninth. A 1-0 Brewers lead. And now time is called by Mason Wynn. Wynn, a youngster, a rookie. He's off to a good start in his Cardinals career. Crowd on their feet. McGill looks in. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Missed low. He walked him. So Wynn is able to win the battle and extend this inning and get Burleson to the plate. So Alec Burleson, who is a very good hitter, hitting 244 on this year, no home runs and two RBIs, But a guy that has been somebody the Cardinals have been excited about for the last couple of years. Comes to the plate with a runner at first and two outs. Left-handed hitter. McGill kicks, brings home the pitch, and he missed low with a fastball. It's 1-0. Brewers will scramble some action in that bullpen just in case. Wynn has good speed over at first. He's got a decent lead with Hoskins holding him on. Spin the throw to first and back in time is Wynn. Pyomps is up in the Brewers bullpen. It has been a dandy here tonight. McGill trying to finish this one off. There goes the runner. 1-0 pitch. Lined over the glove of Adames in the center field. Wynn turns second. He's on his way to third. They will hold him there. And the Cardinals have runners on the corners. Alec Burleson with a solid single back up the middle. Adames tried to climb the ladder and bring it down. He came maybe within a foot of doing so. So the tying run at third. The winning run is at first. And another pinch hitter here for the Cardinals. It's going to be Ivan Herrera to hit here for St. Louis. And Pat Murphy is making the slow stroll out of the dugout here. Now you knew it. Couldn't be easy. It never is. And this one hasn't been easy either. Pat Murphy has not made the call to the bullpen. He is talking to Trevor McGill right now. And now he's going to take the ball from him and make the call. So Pyomps is coming into this game. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. 1-0 Brewers, runners on the corners, two outs, bottom of the ninth. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Well, Yoel Pyomps takes over on the mound for the Brewers. Trevor McGill was one out away. Got the first two outs here in the ninth. And then the walk to Mason Wynn, followed by the Burleson pinch hit single to center. Ciani is now, that's Michael Ciani, that is pinch running over at first. Wynn is at third. Two outs, and Ivan Herrera will be the pinch hitter for St. Louis. He's going to hit for Victor Scott the second. And Pyomps, who got the final three outs in the top of the ninth inning on Wednesday, is going to try to get the final out here tonight with a raucous crowd at Busch Stadium. So Herrera steps in there. First pitch from Pyomps is rolled foul at the third baseline. It's 0-1. Fastball on the inner part of the plate at 93. And Pyomps jumps ahead in this battle. Yoel from the stretch, 0-1. And he missed inside with a two-seam fastball. One ball and one strike to count. It has been a great series opener here tonight. Pyomps 1-1, and it hit him. Slider that just did not break at all. And now you go to the top of the order, and Brendan Donovan with the bases loaded. So not what you were hoping for when there was two outs and nobody on. The next three have reached. And that got Herrera on the left shoulder. So here's Donovan, who's 0 for 4. Pyomps, first pitch to him. Missed way outside. It's 1-0. Contreras made a great stab to save that one from going back to the backstop. Winning run is at second base for St. Louis. 1-0. That's outside. It's 2-0. There's nowhere to put him. You've got Goldschmidt in the on-deck circle. This is getting tense here in St. Louis on a Friday night. Pyomps, the 2-0 pitch. And he missed high. It's 3-0. Pyomps' command has not been there so far. Can he find it in the nick of time? 3-0 pitch. And he got a strike on the outside edge. It's 3-1. This has been anything but easy. 3-1. Missed outside. He walked him here tied at 1. Two walks, a hit batter, and one hit in this inning. And the Cardinals have tied this game. And the bases remain loaded with two outs for Paul Goldschmidt. So now you're trying to get this game to the 10th if you're Yoel Pyomps. Goldschmidt's had a tough start to the year. He is 0 for 4 tonight. Pyomps' first pitch to him is a strike on the inner part of the plate. It's 0-1. Brewers got 26 outs and no runs across for St. Louis, but that 27th out's a tough one. 0-1. Swung on and fouled back to the net. It's 0-2. And Pyomps a strike away from getting this game to extra innings. From the stretch, the 0-2 pitch. Missed down and in. That was a two-seam fastball. Wasn't all that far away from hitting Goldschmidt. It's one ball and two strikes. One-two pitch. And he was able to check on a slider down and away. It's 2-2. Winning run is Ciani standing at third base. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled into the dirt. Goldschmidt had a massive hack and a sinker that was left over the plate. And he missed it to the Brewers' benefit. Pyomps trying to get this elusive third out here in the ninth. Ryan Helsley's getting loose in the Cardinals' pen. Two balls and two strikes on Goldschmidt. Pyomps. The pitch. Missed up and in. Didn't miss by much. Ooh, that was a good slider from Pyomps. He did not get the call from Cuzzy. And the count is full, 3-2. If it's not in the zone, the Cardinals win.
Pyles, 3-2 pitch. Ground ball to short. Adamas Fields only plays at first. It's there in time. And retires Goldschmidt. And Pyles surrenders the lead, but preserves the game. We go to the 10th, tied at 1.